From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
It's Sunday, the 13th of April, and I'm John, VK4JPM, Secretary of the Darling Downs Radio Club. We're halfway through our big weekend, and you're invited to come and be part of the fun. But first, here's a reminder. Anzac Day is coming up on the 25th of April, and that means you're entitled to use the AX prefix for the whole day. So, why not see if you can make contact with a few members of the club and qualify for the Garden City Award using the AX form of your call? Details on the website, just look for the Awards tab. Moving along, if you're listening to this on the Sunday morning airing of Q News, then you still have time to nip out and join us for lunch at the Withcott Hotel. We do the lunches every 2 months, but this is the first time we've met on Sunday for as long as I can remember anyway. Folk will start to arrive at 11:30 for a 12 o'clock start. Look for us inside at the western end. That's near the fireplace. Full details are on the club website at ddrci.org.au. And on Monday the 14th, the regular club meeting starts at 1900 in the Toowoomba Library on Victoria Street, just off Herry Street. CAM, VK4CSS, has promised that the talk on radar and LIDAR will be both informative and will contain a few stay-out-of-trouble tips. We can't give the game away too much. You'll just have to come and find out. Both technologies have an interesting place in modern navigation, and they're both quite different and amazingly similar. The session starts at 1900 in the Toowoomba Library on Monday the 14th. It'll run to about 20:30. There's tons of parking under the building, and you don't get wet if it rains. Like all club events, our meetings are free to attend, and we welcome members, non-members, and guests. If you're not yet a member of the club, don't forget that this month you can join and get an extra 3 months of membership for free. Joining is easy. There's a big button on the homepage that you click. It takes you to all the forms. And finally, an update on our club Fox Hunt Day to be held on Saturday the 10th of May. Everyone is welcome, especially if you're from another club. Our club's Mr. Homebrew, Bruce, VK4MQ, has designed some really good and cheap hardware that you can build yourself. Details of the hunt and articles on homebrew antennas and other items can all be found on the club website right now. If you missed any of this, then you can go to the website and download our April news bulletin, which contains the info and a heap of links to make your life easier. Or drop a line to secretary at ddrci.org.au at any time. We'll help you out. Until next week, when I get to tell you what you missed, I'm John, VK4JPM, for the Darling Downs Radio Club.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. In the world of politics, people have sought to clarify the meaning of what their government and people have embraced as guiding principles. After the bloodbath that was the French Revolution, the country became known for its three-word motto, which upheld freedom, equality, and brotherhood. The Declaration of Independence of the United States similarly tries to have its principles adhere to this style of governance with many more words. The countries which developed out of the colonial system to become democracies all seem to have similar guides of life and rule, which the despots despise and endeavour to overturn. The 20th century saw two major wars which gave rise to the League of Nations and then the United Nations as bodies to try and seek order and respect for all people. Why this brief history lesson? Well, in amongst the great doings, the smaller actions which we radio enthusiasts are involved in also fit under the umbrella of these sentiments, with our paramount body for communications, the ITU, being now part of the United Nations stream of activities. Our own amateur's code embraces those same basic principles that the French adopted. When Russia invaded the Ukraine some 3 years ago, there were many discussions and thoughts about how we hams should deal with the situation. To the extent the decisions of government are beyond the average person to stop, it is common for contacts between amateurs to continue without rancour or bitterness, as had been happening before. In this country and many other jurisdictions, our regulations don't allow on-air promotion of political issues, except in general sense of wider discussion. We're all aware of the various actions the current administration of the US has been continuing, and not a day goes by without news media reviewing the latest matters and trying to analyse the possible outcomes deriving from the White House. As we have heard in the lead story to WIA National News, the peak Canadian amateur organisation, the RAC, has made the decision to boycott the Dayton Hamvention held in Xenia, Ohio, in May. As the bonds between the English-speaking countries of North America have been grown over centuries, and amateur radio has been an integral in over the last century, this is a momentous decision. It indicates the depth of feeling which has been aroused, but still has the hope of returning to participate in the greatest ham gathering in the Americas. Along with the Friedrichshafen meet in Germany, these events mark the highlights of the amateur radio electronics year around the world. The fact that, on an organisational level, one representative body of one country will not participate in no way limits the way in which individual amateurs and clubs are able to mutually join together for the betterment of the service. Keeping the politics off the air is a great way to keep any rancour and angst out of our hobby. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to qnews@wia.org.au.